Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Bridget Bryan calling me. What a way to start the Celestial Show, because I feel a lot of things calling me tonight. Some of it out of my nature. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's time to embrace the dark side. All right, who am I kidding? I've already done it. But you are listening to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. It was a beautiful Bridget Bryant, my Venus sister. I love that song because though it has those really strong, quiet storm, romantic pull, there's also a deeper calling that I'm feeling in the world right now. And I'm feeling day by day freer to express that I don't always understand what's going on. So doing this show for me is my way to release and to let go and have some fun with the numbers and the stars and just all of the beautiful synchronicities that show up in life that reminds me to hold on. There's a lot of stuff vying for your attention right now. I know it's vying for mine. My Facebook news feed has me cringing these days. And not because what everybody is expressing is not important. I mean, imagine a time when we couldn't even say the things that are on our heart. But now I feel like because I'm not going to talk about you and how you respond, but I feel like I am an American Idol judge these days. I don't like that. Do it over. What do you mean? What are you thinking? And it's making me veer out of my lane and out of my peace, which gave birth to In Search of Love Tonight. You are listening to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. You are welcome to call in. I have my Mother Peace Tarot cards handy, and I think the Goddess deck might be around here too. I don't know if I'm going to break those open. I haven't read those publicly yet, but clearly this is a time for the Goddess to step in, though, right? I mean, but fortunately for me, Mother Peace also has a lot of Goddess images. I also have my Black Angel cards as well. So you can call in 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. That's my way of knowing that, hey, Celeste, I want you to give me a reading. And I'm really happy to do that. Let me get to some quick housekeeping because I have so much in store, so much that I want to share with you. And also I found one of Life Coach Today's upcoming guests in one of my books that I was looking over today. If we've got time, I'll share the beautiful words of Richard Moss, who is a phenomenal healer and friend to Life Conversations Radio Network, which is a perfect time for me to segue about these amazing shows we have on this network. I'm so proud to be a part of this family, this radio family. And every single one of us puts our hearts, our spirit, and our ancestors into the shows that we create to share with you. So the first one up is the Ask Life Coach Today radio show that comes on Mondays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow we'll have the men's panel joining us for a continuation about what's moving and what's shaking in the world as it relates to men, as it relates to women. They had a conversation about rape, domestic violence, as well as respecting women. I'm putting a tweak in there that with the imbalance right now happening between police and civilians, I wonder how these brothers manage and what kind of advice would they have for us. What happens when they've been stopped? How do they move and make sure that they can get home safe? I think it's a valid question, and I respect each and every one of them. So that's my question. I threw it out there. Why not? All right. And then Life Coach Today's other home is on Tuesdays, 12radio.com. Soul food for your consciousness. I always like to say, you know, get a little pep in your step when you join Life Coach Today. What an amazing way to start your work day. Or if you're in the middle of it and you need a little pep, little pick-me-up. He comes on 7 a.m. Pacific time and then 10 a.m. Eastern. And it's a phenomenal show. It's just so much fun. Of course, it's never enough time for me. It's an hour show. I'm spoiled with 2 hours, but hey, we'll take what we can get. Monday, Tuesday, Life Coach Today, then Tuesday night. If you are missing out on Reverend Deborah L. Johnson's, Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson's Living in the Yes, oh, you are missing out on some serious spiritual nourishment on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. This week, she's talking about vision. And I know that there's a scripture that says that a man perishes without a vision. I know she's going to go there. I'm guessing that, because I have no idea what she's going to talk, how she's going to frame it. But it's going to be powerful. And the thing about it is, it does feel sometimes like Bible study, but it's like Bible study with the heart, because you can ask her questions that maybe you haven't felt comfortable asking other people. You know, you can dialogue with her. She helped me with my perfectionism last week. Yeah, she goes, do you mind if I pick on you? I'm like, no, Rebdi, go ahead, you know, and I've been incorporating what she's saying about how I just need to be in my wholeness. I don't need to do anything but show up and be used as a vessel for God. Go back and check it out in the archive, because it was phenomenal. And then you have Mbasa Safara, because if you don't know that you need to play today, I don't know what to tell you to do. But the play experience, passionately loving and appreciating you every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, is a powerful conversation that will lift up your spirits and your soul and connect you with the inner child within who is screaming to come out. Okay, maybe that's just me. But I love her show. And then the last Wednesday of the month, we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. It's from 12 to 1:30, so you have to get your questions in early. But that show takes a look at your ancestral blueprints and how it might be impacting your life today. And I really have a powerful connection with my ancestors. It's been with me all my life. And I appreciate connecting with her powerful show, with their powerful show, Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. And then you have me, Celeste Morgan, on the Celestial Show. I know, I'm feeling like the quirky one of the bunch now, but that's okay. I'm always home at LCR, Life Conversations Radio Network. But I break down numerology, and I won't call myself an astrologer, but I do use astrologers' information to incorporate it in the shows that I do, as well as tarot cards, which I've been reading since 1991. I was 21 years old. And I find the older I get, the better my readings get, because I've been walking with the cards for so long now that they feel like old friends. Someone told me a long time ago that, you know, Celeste, there's going to come a time when you won't need your cards at all. And I didn't know what they meant by that, and actually I was kind of offended, because I'm like, what do you mean I don't need my cards? I love my cards, blah, blah, blah. But what I get now, though, is I could be talking to somebody and a card will flash in my head. So I don't, they're right. I don't have to have a deck of cards in front of me to read you in a loving, compassionate way. Yeah, cards will come up. So if you're a lucky person who happens to be talking to me, and I start to look all glazed over, and you'll be like, what are you getting? My friends know how to do that now. Are you getting a message right now? And I'm like, oh, I see the five of discs. What's that? And then I break down that story. But tonight, I have my cards with me. And I'm happy to break down the stories for you. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. There is a lot that's moving this week. Robin Williams is now an ancestor. And I'm just going to say, nani nani, for Mork and Mindy. I grew up as a child watching Robin Williams. And then as I got older, and I was old enough to watch his movies and his stand-up and watching him do interviews. And as more unfolds about what he was moving through, I just hope that I have the strength to make people laugh, even if I'm in pain. I also hope that through his story, we remember that we're not alone and reach out for somebody. That's no judgment, but I understand what it's like to be in that dark place and not be able to feel like you can talk to somebody about it. But I'm very fortunate. I have a beautiful radio family and a biological family and family that I have met through Facebook or in passing who keep up with me. And there's any number of them that I can call when I need to. So, and of course, there is the political unrest, though my show is not about that. But that doesn't mean that I'm not aware and I don't feel the pain and that there are times, and actually I really think a lot of the situations that between Eric Gardner and Mike Brown and all of the other countless names that I cannot remember right now, I think that they did inspire in search of love, because I had to ask myself this week, where is it? And I'm looking all around the room, and I'm looking out in the world. I have an answer for in search of love, but I want to share the journey. You know, if you jump too fast to the end, you miss the sign of the destination. And look at all these beautiful guests in the chat room. Welcome, welcome. So happy to see all of you. And I never get out enough love and shout outs to my archive listeners who make this show work in time for them. And I think I've laid a little bit of groundwork, and I see lines are, oh, a dream question from the Southwest. Ooh, let me break down a little bit more about what we're going to be talking about tonight. And Patricia, I'll be right there with you. And I think that's Sweet Tea from D.C., Miss Tanya, who's actually a special guest, though she doesn't know it, because she posted a card today that's connected to the energy of the day. So let me let you know what that is, and then I'm so excited, because dreams are going to feature prominently tonight. I love dream questions, Patricia, so just hold on. I'll be right there with you. The energy of the day is 5. I love the number 5, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Okay, I'm going to stop. But when I was a kid, I used to really love counting by 5. I have no idea why. My mother transitioned, and I did more work numerologically on her birth date. And I discovered my mother was a 14-5 when she was alive, which is temperance. And then 5 is the Hierophant, the High Priest, which is so right on for how I was raised, because I was raised with that energy of, it's your thing, do what you want to do. I had to obey rules, of course, but that Hierophant in tarot is intense, because at first it showed up, okay, how am I going to do this? I do not want to give you guys a theological lecture, though I could. We're not. We're going to have fun tonight. Okay, let me just say it like this. There was a time when there was no separation between man, God, and goddess. Okay? Can we just agree on that? Back in the day, I mean, sure, you had priestesses and everything else, but we had a really deep connection to the deeply spiritual through nature, through our animals and stuff like that. And then as things became more rigid and formalized, you got, you know, like the Pope and things in that arena. You know, I'm thinking Catholic Church, because the 5 tarot card in Rider-Waite is the Pope, who's supposed to be the connection between heavens, God, and the earth, us. We had a middleman. Tarot's taken a different journey with that, particularly in feminist tarot, like Mother Peace tarot, because it harkens back to the days when we had the connection, one-on-one. I mean, sure, we had people, we had spiritual leaders and cultural leaders, but they weren't always in between us. Mother Peace Tarot asks us to go back to that, to go back to that personal calling, the connection. Now, if I'm stepping on any toes, you know I don't mean to, and I love y'all. But and I don't often post the Mother Peace Tarot card for number 5 because it's kind of out there. I mean, it has a priest dressed up like a goddess, and the women are kneeling on the ground, and there's a scroll, and there's a big guard blocking them from nature. So instead, and he's standing on a podium. So instead of the women being able to find God for themselves, they're bowing down to somebody who's pretending to look like them. Now, I grew up with a mama who welcomed all religions and all faiths and talked to me about Shintoism in my neighborhood where everybody was Christian. Nobody was talking about Shintoism. Nobody was talking about how God is in every living thing. But I grew up that way, and so I naturally bend toward that. And I see God, Goddess, in everything, in you, in my cat, in the moment, in the present. And so when I look at the high priest, which is what Hierophant means, I look at the high priest within myself, and I answer to that. So that's a little bit about the energy of 5. I've got more for you. But I'm going to go over to Patricia now and see what's brewing in her world. Hello, Patricia. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. Thank you for doing a reading for me. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, let me get this right. Do you have a dream question, or do you want me to pull cards?
Well, either or. I had a dream that was more like a vision this afternoon when I took a nap, and I've kind of been feeling like trapped a little bit. I appreciate so much my job and everything, but in this dream I was outside, and oh my gosh, I was outside, and that's all I wanted to be, was outside in this beautiful garden, and I just woke up and I was like, gosh, I want that to be a reality, because in my position, I have a crazy schedule where I'm not really free to do that.
I'm
just wanted to find
office.
Out.
Do you work in an office, Patricia, or do you work from
actually,
home?
I work from home.
You work from
I'm
home, but your hours keep you locked in the home.
Yeah.
Well, goodness gracious, at least you don't have to deal with 9 to 5 in an office.
I know.
You're in your surroundings.
I know.
But you would like
the
freedom to be out and about. Your schedule's in place.
Yeah.
Okay,
And it's not really so much my job, but it's like a yearning inside my soul that I want to be free. I feel like I'm not as free as as my soul wants me to be. And I just wanted to find out
what
the
powerful realization. Do you know how much you're going to pull to you just by that sentence?
Wow.
I mean, that's an amazing, I felt a punch. You're calling me on a 5-day, which is right on time. You have a vision about nature, about being out in a garden. Number 5 is also the bear in medicine cards. And the bear's gift, Miss Patricia, who lives in the Southwest, is dreams and introspection and getting sacred messages that way. And its number is 5. So I have chills, to be honest. I haven't even gotten a card yet. Let me pull.
Well, I'm actually in a 5 personal year too, which is
oh my goodness. So yeah. You've got the yearning for freedom, and I'm sure everybody's already hit you too. Get ready for a bunch of change and challenge, right?
I just want peace and tranquility, actually. I want beauty, peace, and tranquility.
Okay. Now, I did a 3-card spread for you. They're all really beautiful. I've got the 4 of Swords. It's one of my favorite cards in the Mother Peace Tarot because it features a woman in a tent and her chakras are aligned. And Swords is about what you're thinking about, okay? So this card, whenever it comes up, is an invitation for you to really get in touch with that yearning. For you, it's to the left. So I feel like you're at the beginning of vocalizing. You're in your 5th year, so we're talking about the throat chakra right now, okay? And I'm touching my throat like crazy. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm touching my throat. And I really think that besides just being silent and meditative about it, it's time for you to vocalize what you want and get to the point where, and I'm not saying vocalize it to a whole bunch of people, because everybody is not going to be a cheerleader for your dream. I would love to tell you yay, but you got to treat that dream, that yearning of freedom and the garden, treat it as your baby. Your newborn, it's coming to life, and it wants to come to life through you. And for me, even though it's the 4 of Swords, the 4 is about balance. It's about groundedness. Swords is about what you're thinking about. And I'm going to invite you to use your throat chakra to start speaking, to start writing, to journal. 5 is also ruled by Mercury, which is the ruler, is the planet of messages and speaking and communication. So you're having a strong energy with that 5 energy and being able to really start expressing what you want to see. You may find one person that you can link up with who can help you kind of midwife it. I wouldn't spread it everywhere, but it's to the left, which means you need more energy. So in terms of the vision that you receive, which is a gift, by the way, the vision that you receive, the yearning that you have, I want you to start either speaking or writing down. Patricia, I want you to write down, without even thinking, what would your life be like if you had it the way you wanted, okay? That's just one card. The next one, amazing. I see Daughter of Wands, she's absolutely beautiful, running to her next quest, journey with a unicorn. So you have the beginning, like the daughter is at the beginning of learning a new skill. Wands is fire, passion, loving the balance of your reading. Because Swords is air, that's what we're thinking about, which I'm asking you to vocalize, air, 5th chakra. Then you've got this fire. And the setting looks like it could be in the Southwest, though I know it's in Africa because the Wands cards are based in Africa for this deck of cards. She is so vibrant. She is the freedom that you seek. It's powerful. I see the passion. It's completely upright. But there's something you need to do to get to it. You got the Death card, 13 Death. The snake is shedding its skin for new life. It's to the left. There's nothing holding you back at all. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling that there's something holding you back except for your own fear. Am I making sense to you?
Yes. Absolutely, it's a beautiful, beautiful reading. I don't know where to begin with it, though, but I'm just going to let the universe guide me. I guess the first part was the dream, you know, about the shedding. Yeah, the shedding of my skin.
Yes, time for you to shed your skin. But you know what? There is some place for you to start, okay, Patricia? You're going to start by, have you ever heard of automatic writing?
Yes, I've tried it before. The thing that works for me is for me to write down my desires and then burn it.
Ooh. Well, you know we got a new moon coming up on August 25th, new moon in Virgo, which is a really good time and energy for this, you know?
Yes.
So can you commit to write, this is coming out of nowhere, okay? I can't say it's coming out of nowhere. It's a beautiful, I'm like, I'm hearing it before I'm saying it, and I'm just like, ooh, Patricia, can you write a letter to yourself about what you want, about your yearning, about your freedom? Can you see yourself as a young woman? I don't have a visual on you yet, but I know I'm going to go for something Celtic maybe, some type of look for a heroine that connects with your ancestors, so that you can really tap into that freedom. I'm giving you a game now to play into it. And then as you invite that energy into your life, with this number five year, that fifth year that you're in, then you will start shedding and letting go. And you'll find yourself in your garden, sweetie.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, stay with me next week. Call me next week. I'm going to stay with you. I hope so. I'm going to need something stronger than that. Give me one thing that you're going to do, that you know you're going to do after this reading. Are you going to write a letter?
Yes. I do write down certain things on a new moon, and then I leave it on my mantle, and then I burn it on the full moon.
Sounds beautiful.
And things have been manifesting that way.
Ooh.
Yeah. They've been
I believe it. But you know what? Your throat's real soft, honey. Your throat's too soft. Give me a yeah.
Well, that's just the way I am. I can't be somebody I can't
you
be.
You can't give. Okay. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. And yes, we're going to go on break, but I cannot leave this alone, Patricia. Give me your favorite singer, then.
My favorite singer?
Preferably female.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Do you connect with Janis Joplin at all?
I know who she is, but not really.
You know what, Patricia? You're going to make me come out there to the Southwest. You know what I want? You know what I'm really trying to get you to do? I'm trying to get you in touch with your inner Tina Turner, Proud Mary. I'm trying to get your fire going. You need something to just get that inner raw energy. I'm not afraid to be embarrassing and foolish.
That's okay.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I want you to clear your throat. Start writing. I want you to start speaking. I want you to find a singer that you really, really like and make the song your own. You can do it in your apartment by yourself, your house by yourself. And you give yourself the best one-woman concert ever. I'm telling you, it's going to do something to your fire and your passion.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you anything that I don't do, which I need to do more regularly. Now, that I'll tell you the truth about. So you're going to be fine, honey. I like that laugh.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. You know, the laugh comes from the solar plexus. That's power. I need you to tap into your power so you can get to your garden.
Okay.
You're going to be fine,
honey. I appreciate your reading so much. I was feeling a little down, and then when I had that dream, it just opened up the door again. So, and I needed to ask about it, and I appreciate your the clarity on that, very much so.
Patricia, you gave me what I wanted. That very much so had a punch, and it hit my heart. Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you, okay?
Thank you for the reading.
My pleasure. Bye. I love what I do. A Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I clearly need some water. You guys got me singing up in here. And, yeah, we'll see you right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show. And I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I hope you got your refreshments. If you would like to get a reading or want to share your dream, give me a call, 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. If you're already on the phone line, press 1. That's our way of knowing to come over to you. Now, before I have my next beautiful caller come in, there's always something that I speak about, number five, that I want to give you a little bit more of tonight. And that is, so far, we've discussed In Search of Love. We talked about the bear, thanks to our caller, Patricia. We talked about Mercury being the planet that rules number five, which is the planet of communication. You also have a new moon in Virgo coming up on August 25th. So get ready to plant those seeds. In Search of Love, look no further. Oshun has stepped into the room. Number five is her number, and she is the Orisha of love, intimacy, beauty, wealth, and diplomacy. She's the Yoruba Orisha, or deity, of the sweet or fresh waters, as opposed to the salt waters of Umoja. She is widely loved, and I love her so much. She is known for healing the sick and bringing fertility and prosperity. And she especially watches over the poor and brings them what they need. As an Orisha of love, Oshun is represented as a beautiful, charming, and coquettish young woman. In some tales, she is said to be a mermaid with a fish's tail. And there are people who still honor her, even in present-day Nigeria. Oshun is the goddess of the river of the same name, and she is especially worshipped in river towns. One of my favorite stories about her, and forgive me as the tears kind of flow, because I was definitely raised by an Oshun mother. Her number was number five as well. Oshun was taught divination with cowrie shells by Obatala, the first of the created Orishas, and then Oshun brought the teaching to humans. And this is just one of the many reasons why I love her. I've never really felt connected to Aphrodite or Venus. I wanted to see my reflection in my goddess's spirit. And for me, that is Oshun. Now we're going to go to another beautiful, dynamic woman that I know personally. I nickname her Sweet Tea from D.C. And I want to welcome Tanya to the Celestial Show. Hey, Miss Tanya, how you doing?
Hey, Sean Poo, how you
All right, there we go. I'm Shawnee Poo. Yes, I'm Shawnee Poo. I'm good, Boo. And I wanted to tell you, I was really impressed. You posted tarot.com temperance, which is, it's a 14-5 day. So if somebody, if a new life was born today, they would be born under 14 temperance and 5, the Hierophant, which is the energy running today. Now, how may I be of service to you?
Okay. Remember I had told you about the little bird that
yes.
had come? Okay. Now, he left a feather. Okay. I haven't seen him since.
Wait a minute. Your bird left a feather? Tanya's bringing everybody in here. Tanya's had a bird friend who's been visiting her. He left a feather, but you haven't seen him since. What a beautiful gift.
Okay. So, and then the next thing is about this move that I'm trying to make to North Carolina.
I'm shuffling.
Because I've already been there. You know, I was there last week.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead, give it to me. Do what you do.
Okay. Let's see what comes up. I love that bird feather because you also remind me that the peacock also represents Oshun. So thank you for allowing me that moment.
You're welcome.
And you know, you're just so beautiful. You know how to, you know, create beauty and style.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't always like that. Remember, I was the problem child. You and a day. Y'all know I done came a long way.
Now, honey, you came with it. You are the love that you were seeking. And all you've done is awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got the Three of Swords, I've got the Daughter of This, and I have the High Priestess. The Three of Swords is always about conflict and soap opera antics. So what I would ask you to consider in this moment, places in your life where there may be drama that you may need to step away from because no one, no one is safe because everybody's got a sword to their throat. Mm. Everybody has somebody coming after them. Okay, and so there is a question and actually an invitation for you to release the drama so that you can then welcome the daughter of Disc. Now, she's to the left, but here's the thing I want you to know. We can always shift these energies. The daughter of Disc is the woman who stands in the middle of a circle and says, I am. She is strong. She has her vision. She has her vision quest and her call, and she's so confident about it that she raises up this tool to connect with the sun. Like, this is a bad mama jamma, and she's completely nude, which means absolute love and appreciation for herself, but she's also created boundaries to protect herself while she gets her new name. So there's some way of being, like you just call yourself the problem. I used to be the problem child. You have a new name now. That new name is High Priestess. It's to the left because you don't always remember it. So only thing that I see in this moment is murkiness because of distractions around the drama. You know, I don't know who's pulling you. I don't know what's being pulled. This is a
I know where I'm being pulled. That's why I took a deep breath when you said that. I know exactly where I'm being pulled. And I think all the juggling inside of me is because I'm usually, I voice my opinion, but my delivery has not always been good. And now I'm being still. So I know who the drama is.
Mm-hmm. But I really love the dynamic of this daughter of this because, you know, there's a breakout if you choose it. There's a breakout. There, anytime you see a circle, circles are protection, older female-related pagans, Wiccans, witches. You know, there are a lot of people that will put circles around themselves to protect themselves while they're doing their sacred work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's getting a new name. Now, are you ready to be the High Priestess in your life and listen to her within your heart about where you need to go? Because the High Priestess is simply the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
For me. She's, you know, she's beautiful. And you are, now this I know about you, you're Cancer, you're ruled by the moon. Now, the High Priestess in tarot is also ruled by the moon and the number two. So pay attention to the moon. You are a daughter of the moon. Literally. So
okay.
It's time for you to gather your power.
Okay.
You got that, mama?
I got it.
Any
Thank
questions?
You so much.
Anything coming up for you?
No. No, you know I'll call you in the middle of the night if I do.
And if I hear the phone, I will answer.
I know. If not, you know I'll leave a message. I love you guys.
I love you too, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. You know, the number five has so many journeys for us. Yes, it's the number of change and challenge and freedom, but it also reveals a bear. For your dreams and introspection, it's number five is ruled by Mercury, the planet of messages and communications and your speech. What kind of truth are you speaking? Are you in search of love? And are you speaking on it? That's the question right now. The number five shows up as the Hierophant, which is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus. And so, yes, I am stubborn about love. Because five also shows up as Ocean, the goddess of love. And I think it's a powerful, beautiful dance. And you're welcome to it. I picked In Search of Love for a childhood favorite TV show, Leonard Nimoy, In Search of. And I posted the first episode on a Celestial Show fan life page. So if you haven't gone over there, like it And also on my personal wall, if we're not friends, let's be friends. I want to invite Life Coach today in here real quick, breathe, to give me a little bit of masculine energy about what's coming up tomorrow for the men's panel. And then we are going to wrap it up with the Venus of Bridget Bryant, There Is Love. Hey, Life Coach today, how you doing?
Well, I just finally realized that on my show, I tend to put you on the spot and just bring you on just like that.
Yep.
And it's taking me almost a year to realize that I need to stand by when you're doing the show, that you might bring me on just like that. But I finally got it.
At least I waited to the end of the show. I'm really excited about all these men's. Men's is coming up to your show tomorrow. What do you think you're going to share with us? What do you think is going to, you know, be top on your mind?
Well, you know, as you know, tomorrow my intention is a solution-based conversation when it comes to rape, when it comes to domestic abuse, and respecting women. You know, there's a lot of different things going on in the world. I'm sure we'll speak to that. But last time the men's were with us. I know the correct way to say it for those who are listening for the first time, but it really don't matter, even if you think I can't pronounce it. So it doesn't matter. But anyway, moving right along. The last time they were here, we talked about rape, domestic violence, and respecting women. I had a friend who listened to the show who I later spoke with. And she just wanted me to know that, you know, your show is making a difference. She said it was very good for her to hear it. She had a domestic abusive relationship, and just was so grateful. And one of the things that she said that I think will stay with me for a long time, she said, you know, it's cool to hear women talk about domestic violence and rape or your sister friend talking about it. She said, but there's something healing to hear men talk about it from an empowered perspective. And I don't know if I would say that's something I take for granted, but it's something I haven't thought of because I'm a man and, you know, I'm just doing what I do. But sometimes little things that we do makes a big difference in people's lives. As you know, I was kind of shied away from that topic, but then because it was just such a heavy, heavy, heavy topic, and the energy is heavy. And but by Sunday, the day before the show, I knew we had to talk about it. And so I'm more empowered now, and I just want to, you know, we're going to stimulate conversations on what we can do individually to not just end domestic violence, but end violence within ourselves. Because the violence within ourselves is projected out in the world, and we start attacking others because we're afraid they're going to attack us, and it's because we've been attacking ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully stated, which is why I roll with you. And I also want to make sure I thank, stole one of your listeners. Just want you to know.
You stole one of my listeners?
I stole one of your listeners, Monica McClendon. Thank you for being in the house.
You silly.
She sent me a note. Ah, you can't steal family.
I know that's right.
I want to give her a big shout out, and Miss Tanya, Sweetie. You know, it takes a lot to be vulnerable with someone who, though she knows me very well, calls me Shawnee Poo. But I know that every time she gets on the phone, it's a vulnerable act for her, and I don't take that granted that she's willing to share with the listening audience what she's moving through. And Miss Patricia, I'm hoping she does a little Tina Turner tonight in her bedroom somewhere, you know, just tap into that dream of being in the garden. I love what I do, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it, sir.
I didn't give you an opportunity. I just confirmed what you already knew, and I already went ahead and prepared a platform for you because I am a freelance agent for God. I got to do what I'm told. So you're doing what you do.
What makes you a great high priest? What a wonderful time in search of love to find a high priest to end it with. I hear Bridget Bryant underneath us. You can find Bridget Bryant on the Facebook family. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. And remember, there is love already in you. we didn't need to go on a search anyway. See you next week. Bye.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.